Hello, church. Thank you for once again tuning into our weekly podcast. This year, as a church, we are focusing on the Great Commandment, which tells us to love God and to love all people. Pastor Steve continued his series on marriage and was telling us how we could better love and cherish our spouses. When I got home Sunday afternoon, I started asking my wife the questions that Pastor Steve presented during his sermon. During our question and answer session, my wife started asking me the same questions that I was asking her. We really didn't give any answers that were unexpected, but when we got to questions 6 and 7, I found myself convicted as the spiritual leader in my household. Question 6 says, what attribute would you most like to develop in yourself, and how may I help you in the best possible way? And question 7 says, what would indicate to you my desire to be more like Christ? First and foremost, both my wife and I answered that we both wanted to do better in our own individual spiritual disciplines, things such as reading our Bibles daily, praying, and memorizing scripture. And we also wanted to do better in our family disciplines, such as reading together as a family or praying together as a family. Now, we realize that with the birth of Kaylee, we have both slipped in our private disciplines, and neither one of us is satisfied with that outcome. Now, more than ever, we need God's wisdom, and we have a responsibility to model good behavior from our daughter, starting at day one. What really convicts me is the fact that I am my family's spiritual leader, and as such, this failure falls squarely on my shoulders. So, how should I be acting is the real question. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27 states the following: husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So as an outflow of the love I have for my wife, I should be washing her with the word daily. I have heard some people state that God gave us marriage not to make us happier, but to make us holier. As Pastor Steve told us last Sunday, there is a strong correlation in our marriages between happiness and holiness. Couples that have strong daily disciplines and are committed Christians have stronger, healthier, and happier marriages. Those who are not committed but claim to be Christians typically have worse marriages. Therefore, if I want to have a happier marriage, I should focus on our holiness. As such, I should be encouraging my wife daily in her spiritual disciplines. I should make sure that as a family, we have a daily devotion and a time of prayer. I should also make sure that God is a top priority in both of our lives, and that it is our main goal to love God. If I can do this successfully, then one day I hope to present my wife to Christ and her be without spot or wrinkle, that she might be holy and without blemish. Now, I believe my wife also has a responsibility, which is to encourage me as a spiritual leader and to encourage me in my spiritual disciplines. Now, my question is, what about you? What steps are you taking to present your spouse as holy and without blemish before God? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son and his example of love. Please help us as husbands and wives to encourage our spouses in their spiritual disciplines and to pray more together as a family, Lord. We want our relationships to point people to you and to glorify you, God. We just ask that you continue to guide us in our marriage, and that as we go through this year, you give us a great love for you and for all people in the world. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.